Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 308. No, nobody messed me up. I messed myself up.
That's right.
I did. I was trying to figure out where to go from there, and I got ahead of myself. It's been a cold day. Snowy start of the day, but then it got nice.
Yeah, they totally being cold. They screwed the pooch on that forecast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was really cold this morning. That's why we had the two-hour delay. I think it was like 1 degree when the kids were going to the bus. So. I'm sure it's not exactly balmy out there right now.
I think it was like 7 degrees or something like that when I went out and got dinner.
Yeah, it's, let's see. It's showing 13.
What's it feel like, though?
I don't know.
It feels like I don't want to be outside.
This doesn't tell. Oh, and then I've changed the forecast for Saturday and Sunday.
See? This place is always cold and snowy. So anyway, who are you?
I am Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight is... R.
Pat.
And Spencer.
Everybody else bailed on us. Well, we'll give Josh the benefit of the doubt.
It's his birthday.
It is his birthday.
Yeah. And he doesn't want to spend it here?
Apparently not. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think Tim said he had some with his daughter, too.
So. I was here on my birthday.
Yeah? You own the place.
Yeah. I'm committed.
You should be committed.
To you guys, yes.
I'm just saying.
Okay, fair enough. So
that's all I got.
No Winnie Banner. There was a little bit of news. I forgot to write it down. Darn it. D.L. Simone's doing a new Domino book, and they just announced who her artist is. David Baldion, I want to say. I think that's right. I think I remembered that one right. Is doing that. But the big news that came out this week was that Marvel has a new publisher. So in addition to C.B. Sabelski taking over as editor-in-chief, we now have John Nee taking over as publisher, who I think is more of an overseer of everything type of thing, not so much like the actual storyline aspects.
He's on the business side, I think.
Yeah, so it's like where Dan DiDio and Jim Lee are the publishers at DC, John Nee is the publisher now at Marvel. He does come from a comic background. He was the president of Wildstorm. And then when it was sold to DC, he became one of the senior vice presidents over at DC through that. But then he left. When he was at DC, he also managed their CMX manga line that used to be around. And then he left to start his own tabletop game company, Cryptozoic. And so he's coming from there back to publishing. So I don't know really anything about him, but people are saying good things online. So I'll take them at their word for what they're saying. So changes, so that's really the two big positions over at Marvel have changed. So I guess that's a good sign for those of us that want change. So hopefully they get things
going. And with that, with them cutting off a good tier of their, like, not lowest selling books,
too,
seems like they're pointing, at least trying to go in the right direction.
Right, just try to be more profitable and, you know, put out books people want to buy. So I've been seeing a lot of little upticks. Last week I sold out of Old Man Hawkeye right away. I sold out of Avengers, sold out of Avengers again today. I tried to order more ahead of time. We'll see if they come in because they actually went to back order right away before they even shipped, which is scary. But I know there's been weather delays around. A lot of stores didn't get their books this week yet.
Really?
Yeah. So they
I'm not sure. I think there was like 2 flakes of snow in Alabama, so they shut the state down.
Well, something happened up in New York from my warehouse. Certain groups didn't get their books from there for some reason. I did.
I thought it shipped out of Baltimore.
No, mine shipped out of Plattsburgh, New York, which I think is right at the border.
It is. Yeah I've been to Plattsburgh.
Yeah.
There's not much there.
Yeah, no, but it's just a warehouse. I think that is also convenient for shipping to Canada. That's why it's where it is. But yeah, I'm Group M, and apparently Group P didn't get their books. So what that means, I don't know. But and then there was problems down in Memphis because they got snow there and the entire city shut down.
Yeah.
So, kind of a wonky week for books, but I got mine. We did okay. Yeah, we didn't sell out of a lot. I do want to thank everybody that signed up on the app and doing the app and stuff. Caught me a little unaware this week. Like, I actually had the exact same number of holds for Batwoman that I ordered.
Oh, wow.
So I had none to put on the shelf. I have the variant, but I had none of the regular cover to put on the shelf. So that was interesting. I sold out of Ice Cream Man, but that was more a case of nobody asked for it, and I didn't order a lot.
It was such an odd book, and then they did the preview, I think it was last month?
Okay.
Maybe it was just a couple weeks ago.
It was an odd book.
Yeah, and it seemed very odd.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sold out of that. So, it's, you know, that kind of stuff I expect to, because I don't know how to order that stuff. But, yeah, it's just... odd selling out of the stuff that I normally have a pretty good handle on. So
I think that's part of the problem, though, is we get the previews in the back of Image Books, which is great, and they do them in the back of Valiant as well, but it's 3 weeks before a book comes out. So by that point, you're already past final order cutoff.
And the other thing is I'm not looking at order numbers at that point.
Right.
So, you know, even though I'm getting people adding stuff, I'm not, okay, good, they added Batwoman, okay. You know, But it's just odd that I, you know, unless they weren't getting it before, because I, you know, I order based on how the prior issues sold, not just holds. But I just cut back a little too much. But most stuff I have more coming. So I sold out of Peter Parker. I have more coming of that. It's nice selling out of stuff again. I don't like selling out this quickly, but it's better than.
Have an extra
you order
stuff.
10 and you sell 5, and you cut it back to 6 and you sell 3, and it's like, this is going the wrong way.
Yeah.
So we're bouncing back. Marvel's bouncing back a little bit. I was able to up my numbers on the last two issues of the Phoenix, so hopefully I'll have enough of those.
Selling well?
It has. It's been selling very well. Better than I expected. Well, I don't want to say well. I
get that well for a Marvel book is not bad.
Right. I ordered 10, and 10 wasn't enough because I had 13 holds. You know, so,
okay.
Yeah. The problem with that one being a weekly book, they're all ordered already. So.
Yeah.
But I did, and then we didn't get one this week, which is odd. But
it's a 5-week month.
It is, but the last week is Jean Grey. So I guess they're coming out with Jean Grey and the Phoenix book the same week.
Day.
Yeah, you'd think they wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
but,
I was like, so I thought it was a 5.
Because either one is leading into the other, so you'd think they'd, instead of having both come out the same day, and then the risk of people reading the wrong order, yada, yada, yada.
Read this one first.
Right. Instead, why not just
have
them come out different weeks, and then it's not an issue. That's just my, it's my editorial.
Now, what do you know? You run a store.
Right.
What would you know?
Well, I'm just saying, if you want them to read them in a certain order, and instead of skipping a week, but it definitely, when selling out, it seems like there's more, you know, excitement, there's more people coming in for the books, so instead of just ordering not to lose money, I need to order a little more to make money, so that's good, that's a good switch, because we kind of, November and December kind of went off the rails in that regard, so maybe, you know, things are turning around, we'll see. I don't know how many transactions we had today to see where today ended up, but hopefully we're tracking the back up as opposed to bottoming out, because that was one thing some people say. I think we found the bottom on Marvel and things are going well now. Like Avengers is doing well for people and stuff. So we'll see. I hope we found the bottom.
Yeah, but even if you're not at the bottom, I mean, these aren't numbers that you can sustain by. I mean... The guys who do the comics conspiracy when he was old, he's like, DC and Marvel are the pillars that hold up the industry.
Right,
and,
right.
You know.
One was getting a little shaky there.
Yeah.
For a while. That was funny. So we'll see. Yeah, onward and upward. I do appreciate everybody that's signing up and using the app. It's great. I like that.
It is easy to use.
Yeah, it's one of those, it's a learning curve, but once you figure out how to do it, it's really, I think, really quite easy. It's the getting past the initial, I don't know how to make this work.
The other thing I like is then I get a text or, you know, I get a message from it. You know, if I'm sitting there on Sunday and I added books this weekend, and then on Monday when you came in or, you know, you noticed it, you shot me once, you know, I get the notification. Okay, your pull list has been updated. That's great. You know, I know you got it, as opposed to, hey, Colin, can you add these three books? And, you know, it's during a podcast, you forget, whatever.
Okay.
It's just, you get positive confirmation that your stuff is ordered and you can expect it on Wednesday.
Right, right.
Plus, I get the text on Tuesday saying, hey, here's what's waiting for you on Wednesday.
Right. See, that's...
That's nice.
And try to make it convenient. Yeah, so you know what's coming. And also so that you can say, hey, I don't see... I just literally had to text that to Tim because a customer got his list, said, hey, I heard this was coming out too. It wasn't on his list, so I grabbed one for him.
Yeah.
And then it turns out I grabbed it in error. So I half did my job last night. I forgot to bring something home with me, and I was like, I was halfway home, and it was slushy and getting ugly, and I'm like, I'm not turning around. So Tim's been, you know, MFing me all day because of that.
Huh. He would do that anyway.
Right, true.
So you were half-assed?
Yes. So I went home, and I intentionally read some books just for tonight because I knew that we were going to have a small group. So I was trying to be a helper. So
appreciated.
Yeah, no rants or anything for the store. Things are doing okay. But yeah, please check out the app, Comic Hub, because we're quickly moving towards it. It's nice because as we have more people using it, I definitely felt like a beta tester there for a while. But as more people are coming in and asking questions, and I'm kind of going, yeah, you know, I asked about this too, and all of a sudden he's like, well, okay. I didn't realize this was a problem. Like, the little thing was the pick lists or the pull sheets, you know, of what you guys are holding. I do it differently than he does it, so he couldn't quite understand my problem with it. But now that more people are chiming in saying, yeah, this is a problem, he's like, oh, okay, well, I don't use them that way, but I'll make these changes you need, because, you know, it wasn't just me going, this is odd.
Can you pull reports and all that out of there?
He's working on adding that stuff where I can, like, I should be able to put out all the trade, you know, all my inventory and things like that. I should be able to get that out. There's little things I'd still like to have. They're a little better, like...
Even like sales reports would be nice if you could pull them out.
Yeah, well, there's a lot more in there actually than I realized. I had mentioned a problem that something that I would do with Mobi, where like I could go through each transaction on Sunday and Monday when I'm not here and see who was here and what they bought. And he's like, "Oh, you can do that," and I just wasn't clicking the right thing, and it was something I hadn't played with. And he's like, "Oh, it's right there," and it's like, "Oh, bingo!" You know, and this is even, you know, this is.
So there was a short between the keyboard and chair.
No, it was. On this, on the end of day thing, you could, there was an extra button I hadn't looked at, because there was display and then there was print the report. There was one above it that said display customers.
Okay.
And if you click that, then shows you every customer that came in. Then when you click on their thing, it shows you the transact. But it's really nice, actually, because it shows you who was in, what they spent, you know, even, you know, how they paid. You can also then also click on that and see exactly what's sold. Which I didn't realize is a much easier way to do reorders than the way I was doing it.
Oh, okay.
My problem was I was doing reorders where I was doing all the sales for the week and then going through each item, and anything that had a zero on shelf I would then reorder. But the problem was there was no way to sort it. You could sort it by price, but you couldn't sort it by on shelf quantity.
You can't download it into Excel or anything like that?
No, not that one. But in the same screen... where you can see what the customers bought, there's a tab, Customers and Items. If you click Items, you can then sort that. First, I was just going to sort it like high to low, so, you know, from zero down to whatever the largest selling book was. But there was actually a thing where then you can just click zero. So it just pulls up a list of everything that I have zero on shelf of. So I just go through that and do the reorder. Okay. That was really nice and slick. When I found that, it was like, because before, you know, I'm going through 700 items looking for the ones that say zero.
Yeah.
And especially if it was a week when a certain customer would come in and make a big purchase, it was a nightmare. Because, yes, even though I had zero of it, I didn't care because it's 2 years old. You know, keep moving. Yes. So, but this is now an easier way to do it, which made me happy. Because I can now it's just a list, and I can just go to the item and click reorder instead of going one by one through the items. So,
okay.
It's a learning thing. I've got to, you know.
No, that's...
It's just, I think part of my problem is, like, I read the manual and I watched all the videos before I started using it. I almost need to go back and watch them again.
Yeah, now
and
you, learn now you've the played
nuances.
With it.
Right, now I need to learn the nuances and the little things. Oh, all we need to do is this. Like, on the old one, when I found out that there was a screen on the transaction button and I never knew what it was for. Well, if you click that, that added that book to your poll. So I could just do it right from that screen instead of having to go, oh, he wants this, and you write it down, go back in, add it.
Yeah.
All you have to do is click this button. It was like, oh, well, that makes things so much easier. The nice thing with that I don't have on this one yet was I could go back through the Sunday transactions and go, oh, he's buying issue 3. Well, if he's bought 1, 2, and 3, he probably wants these going forward and would just add it.
Yeah.
To the poll, I could go through there afterwards. That I don't think I can do on this yet. But there is a button on the screen of this if you want to add it to your subscription right then. So, we're getting there. I'm getting there. Tim's getting there. Yeah, I didn't know if he wanted them or not, so I figured to be safe. He got all the second prints of the... yes. The Red Death and the one-shots, yeah. So they came out with second and third prints of Metal.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. There's a bunch of them coming next week.
Yeah, and there's a bunch more. Yeah, there's like fourth and fifth prints or whatever on the one-shots. So.
Really?
I have two guys that want all those. So
all versions?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, yeah, Pinto.
And
like,
Ray.
Yeah.
So
it says Batman, Pinto wants it.
Pretty much, yes. And being Metal is Batman.
Yeah. Being Batman's pretty Metal.
It is. Heard big things going on. And today was 39, right? Or is it 38? I was reading something where something happens in 39 that's a big deal. This issue, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't read it yesterday. I was trying to focus on other things. Today I was trying to read the number ones. Like I read Ice Cream Man. I read that. What is the other one? Evil. What was that?
Days of Evil.
Days of Evil. Yeah. That or not Evil. Days of. I forget what it was, but it was
the one that came out today.
Yeah, by Alice Cook.
Yeah, I got it.
That was good. That was really good. I like that. You'll like it. It's funny, looking at next week's invoice, that one of my big bugaboos, it's official, I'm up for the board. I'm not on the board, but I'm up for the group of people that are running for election. I made it past the nominating committee. But one of the funny things was one of my big bugaboos that I want to talk about is it's not just that Marvel's down and all this stuff. One of my big things is lost sales of books that didn't come out. And it's just funny that next week a couple books that were going to be my whipping boys are coming out.
You still have Afterlife with Archie.
Still have Afterlife with Archie, but yeah, the fact that we only got 3 issues of Southern Bastards, and I was talking to him, I said, you know, that's 9 issues of Southern Bastards, and even if I only sell 10, that's 90 issues worth of profit lost, whatever that might be. I have to make up that money. That's money I should have made that I didn't, not right. Through no fault of my own, you know. You know, Marvel books may be going down in sales. Okay, I can track that. But these are books that I could sell. They just literally did not come out.
Right, yeah.
So I think, it was just funny that and Sex Criminals are both coming out next week.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It's hard when they're creator-owned.
Absolutely.
Fraction can just say, you know what, I'm taking a year off, screw it.
What's the month code for Southern Bastards?
January.
I ordered it last January, and it's just coming out this January. So...
Yeah, I mean, and there were some reasons for it.
Right, but, and I realize they're not making the money on it either, but...
I looked when I was in my spreadsheet the other day, and the last issue came out in October.
Okay.
Because I was just curious if we had talked
but
about
did,
that.
But I did look, and only 3 issues shipped, and it's just one of those, it's just kind of a case of, you know, I can't sell your book if you don't ship your book.
Right, yeah,
and I get it.
You can't say... Well, you're not supporting indie creators.
Right.
Yeah, you are, but...
They have to put stuff out.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's my... Like, I was complaining about Black Mass. The last issue of Cal Exit came out in July.
Yeah.
Or the only issue came out in July. It's just...
been 2 issues of Young Terrorists in 2 years.
Yeah.
So now, it's granted, they're thick.
But
they're, like, double issues.
Yeah.
Or maybe 2.5. Not...
Yeah, it's just hard.
It's not like
hard
a full
novel
or anything.
No.
And then the
all.
Other problem you get into is out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
You know, and the little thing like Afterlife with Archie, if they come out with another issue, how do I order that? Because I know what I sold the last one, but how many of those people still care? You know?
Yeah.
So that I think is a problem, and that one's not on us.
They better do a damn recap page, too, because I don't know what went on.
I mean, I can be blamed for not selling enough Marvel because I don't talk about, you know, I don't. Upsell them, I don't promote them, I don't push them, things like that, but it's what's frustrating is the ones where I...
That Spirit book, 9 months.
Yeah, it was 9 months between the last this last issue of the Spirit Corpse something by Francisco Francavilla. It took 9 months for the last issue. It's like, You know, it's... Come on.
I
get it. It's creator-owned. You're on your own schedule. Yeah, I get it. But you kind of make... it's an unwritten contract with you guys and with us. If you solicit a book, it's going to come out in a reasonable time. And that's what I said. It doesn't even have to be every month. It can be every other month. It can be like Terry Moore does who Strangers in Paradise came out today. I know the next one's not going to be out for 6 weeks. Great. Right. I know when it's going to be out.
But that's just, if
9 months
is a
big difference.
Schedule, yeah. then that's fine. And, yeah. You know, I also get, you know, some of these guys have commitments with other things they're doing.
Absolutely.
Via TV or whatever. Well, like Southern Bastards, I know after that first trade came out, that was a big thing. OFX, you know, picked up an option on it. They want to develop it into a TV series. You know, Walking Dead was at issue 90, I think, when the series came out.
Okay.
So there was plenty of material.
Right.
This is issue 17 coming out. You don't have anything. I mean, you haven't built that mythology that's there, you know. And I get it. You have other commitments. But then either give up the book, especially like the Afterlife with Archie stuff. If you don't have time to do it because you're writing for the TV series, it's fine. Give it up and let someone that wants to write it write it.
Yeah, and it's just that's, you know, like I think I said to Big Bang, I said it's just that's literally lost profit. Right there, just gone. I have to make up somewhere else, and it's like don't. And you know, I push. You know, we push the books. We get you to sign up for them. We get you to read them, and then you know they failed. So we all need to work together. That's the big thing. If I do get on the board, is
you're gonna run like cool campaign ads?
Yeah. Oh, totally, totally.
I was disappointed.
My buddy Tim is also up for the board, and my friend John from Cleveland. But Tim from Dallas is up, and he Facebook messaged me. He said,
"Are we doing block voting and all that?"
No. He said
filibuster.
No knife fight. In Portland. I said, "Okay, it's on."
Just don't like stop going around wearing a red hat. You know, trying to make
comics great again. That's what somebody else said. Make comics great again. I'm like, I don't think that's the path to take right now. He's like, maybe a nice sex scandal. I'm like, no, I don't think the wife will go for that. No, but just I really think the way things are right now, we just have to work much better with the publishers, and I don't want to say there's a adversarial relationship, but I feel like a lot of times it's just here's what we got, and they throw stuff at us, and then we order it and sell it. It's like,
but that's just
we need to work better.
You can't work with the publisher if the publisher doesn't want to work with you. It, you know, it's all on how they see you. Do they see you as a partner? That's a distribution channel for. Books
with me,
Think like Image has to work that way. Marvel and DC don't.
Image does a great job. When Tim comes back, I'll have him bring over something they sent this week, which is outstanding. And there's two of them on next week's invoice, which I think is brilliant. Is we got a trade paperback of Oblivion Song, which is the new book by Kirkman.
Okay.
That we're just now ordering issue one. They have already sent me the first trade.
Oh, wow. So you have a good idea of what's coming. And
exactly.
Yeah, you
can know that it should be on time. And...
Right. There's no. And next week, just for fun, I'm getting one called Firebug coming from Image. And. Sorry. It's a little weird where you have to go through just looking at the price.
And these are real trades. These aren't
these
like
are real,
PDI. PDFs
right. Well, I mean, they're not PDF. It's a physical. There was another one.
Like full color, so you can kind of.
You know what? I honestly didn't open it up. That's why I was going to have Tim bring it over, but he ran away. Oh, Son of Hitler is also coming next week. So it just. That's great. You know, PDFs are awesome. I hate reading on the computer.
Yeah.
And it's just, I'm not a fan. And I will do it. I would do it, like, when we were doing the conference calls, so that I could talk to them about it. But
even that's a little bit different. I mean.
Yeah. But just for, you know, but I'm also more apt to, you put me something in my hand, I can take it home. I can sit and read it on the sofa when I want. I'm not going to sit, you know, read on my laptop and stuff. So, Tim.
Yeah.
Will you grab that that Oblivion song trade that they sent, just so I can show these guys and talk about it a little bit? They asked if it was full color. I'm like, I don't know.
It is.
It is? Okay. It is color, according to Tim.
Well, that, no, because, I mean, Tim that says, gives you an idea of, you know, this is what the art style is going to be. This is what the color is going to look like.
Half done work.
Right, but I think that's great that they sent, I don't know if they sent that to every account. I'm assuming they did.
It's not going to give you an idea. I mean, it's full.
It is.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If they would have sent you one that wasn't color, right, you can say, okay, well, this is what the art looks like, but I don't know what the color is going to be.
Now, DC has been good lately about putting PDFs up on the Diamond site for us to be able to download. Like, they just announced today the Terrifics went up, so I'm definitely going to read that.
Okay.
And that's not little either. But
no, that's...
That's the actual... Yeah. But, like, I was able to read Damage before I ordered it. I'm going to read the Terrifics. You know, so it's nice being able to read this stuff. Now, it's not always fully colored. I remember there was one I was reading. It was still just pencils we were reading. But it's just nice that it's there. But I just think, you know, these guys are making the effort, and I'll definitely step behind that. Image every once in a while sends a little ash cans of books so that we can see them. So I do give Image a lot of credit in that regard. Some of their creators have... stumbled.
Well, but that's, they have to do that if you look at a Marvel or a DC, and certainly Marvel's case, I mean, because this is what Disney does at this point, it's IP for them.
Mm-hmm.
They can spin it off into merchandise, they can spin it off into movies, attractions for theme parks, t-shirts, you know, that's what they care about, not necessarily the story.
Right.
And DC, to some extent, can do the same thing. With Image, because it's all creator-owned, I mean...
They even give you the release dates of everything.
Right, and it's funny. Here's the reason this shouldn't be shocking. This is what books do. Like, a novel will send out things like this.
Right.
They do this... I've gotten things like this before from the comic people that they send out to, like, the big... like, Barnes & Noble and those guys, and then it has all this stuff in the back. I got something like this for Savage Town from Declan Shalvey. It was basically the first issue. It wasn't the trade. It was just the first issue, even though that was a whole graphic novel. It was the first chapter. And then in the back had the dates it was shipping and stuff. So I think this is standard in the book business. So I think now they're kind of taking us seriously as book vendor, you know, people.
Not for resale. I'm surprised they're not numbered.
Yeah.
You know, that way when one shows up on eBay... Oh, well.
Because you think it'd be a matter of time.
Oh,
like.
Yeah, it's going to happen. So, at least that way they know who did it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to show up on eBay. There's no reason they shouldn't either, you know.
Well, except for it clearly says not for resale at the bottom. But, I mean, if it's numbered and shows up on eBay tomorrow, they that Colin McMahon.
True,
so that could be, like, a cool next time you do, like, a raffling thing after, like, you know, after all the issues are out.
Or before.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But you're, the number's below what you want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wasn't expecting to hit
a
good number. But then next week we have Doomsday Clock. The week after that we have Metal. So it's going to...
Seems like Metal hasn't been out forever.
Well, it was...
We got spoiled because they
had
those,
it was out in December.
Every week you had those tie-ins, and at the beginning it was hitting like every other week. It was like,
and then they took that month off whenever Doomsday Clock first started, so then that just made it seem longer too, I think.
Yeah. It's like, damn. Not that I forgot what's going on, but it's almost like, you know.
Right.
Although we had Hawkman found a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how this other one's going to come out in March, if we're getting 5 this month, and then I'm guessing 6 will be out in February. I guess Wild Hunt is leading into the Aftermath stuff.
I don't know. I like how they're putting the previews of the Terrifics and Sideways and Damage and all those in the back, because I really had no idea what to expect. The one Sideways, I had no interest in that, but when I read the preview, I was like, that's actually pretty interesting.
Again, like
Hi,
I was...
Tim.
See
Hi,
you, Tim.
Tim.
Like I said before, like, I'm a big Justin Jordan guy, so when I saw he was writing that, I was like, well, I'm at least going to give it a couple issues. But then, like you said, with the previews going on, I was like, oh, this actually seems like it might be pretty good, like...
Yeah, the concept is very interesting. okay, you know, he can cut a hole in time and space, and there's problems with doing that thing, so.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll be right back. So. You guys keep talking.
We'll keep
I just want to do one thing.
All right, we'll keep.
No, I'll be right
back. We'll keep talking, Colin.
Blah, 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 blah.
You guys are helpful.
Yada, yada, yada.
No, so I am looking forward to the Terrifics, so my guess is, since we haven't... Oh, no, that was in this week's.
I think the Terrifics, they've done a couple weeks in a row,
I think it was, because I do remember seeing that last week. But there's more of those books than I thought originally
there's
like, supposed to be like three or four.
It's like eight of
like
them.
It's almost like it's a completely new line for them.
Do you know when the next one of those we're supposed to be getting?
Well, they'll come out, I guess, on their own time. I am a little surprised, though, that they didn't hold them until Metal was over. So my guess is they're not going to spoil anything that's in Metal.
Did you get damages? Did you get damage or damages? I mean, I didn't get it either.
No, that was not one. I checked out the preview, and it wasn't something I was like, oh, I'm really interested in. But the Sideways one, yeah. The Terrifics, yeah.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
And there was another one. It was the it's like a woman hitman.
Oh, the one that Ramita's jawline and Dan Abnett, I think, is right in it.
Yeah, that one looked interesting too. But
I don't know if I want to get the I kind of want to get the Challengers because like Scott Snyder's right in it. But then I was like, do I really want to get a Challengers book? Like.
I want to, but do I really want to?
Yeah.
I gotcha. So did we have any questions there, Colin?
We did. Hang on, let's see if we've gotten any new ones.
As long as none are being, or Josh being a dick.
No, Josh did not.
Okay.
Respond. Oh, did we get another one? No, I got something. Okay, first one, the question is, am I ever going to guest star on the off-panel podcast? Funny you should ask that. Not so much guest star, but he's going to be at the Comics Pro meeting in Portland, so I'm sure I'll have a chance to talk with him. So you might hear me on there from that.
Well, he always mentions you as a patron.
Well, because I am a Patreon, yes. Let's see. Now, this is from Brandon. Dark Horse has always been the industry's best creators on Conan. Brian Wood, Fred Van Lente, Kurt Busiek. Will Marvel do the same? By Crom, I hate Conan in the Marvel Universe. What sells more Marvel Conan or a solo book? Can Marvel keep either above 10,000 units per month the way Dark Horse couldn't? That last part is my concern. Conan has never sold well. It sells well to the same people, but it doesn't really have broad appeal.
They came out with a Conan movie with Jason Momoa like 2-3 years ago, and it didn't do well.
Anything. So I don't see it doing well in Marvel. Do I want to see Wolverine in Conan? No, I do not.
What about Luke Skywalker in Conan?
No, Conan needs to be in his own world. So that promo image with him and Wolverine and Thor was... No, don't do that.
Thor almost works, though.
Kind of, but no.
See, I didn't know he was permanently going to Marvel. I thought they were.
Oh,
just
I don't
like,
think he's permanent.
Oh, because I thought he was like
the
a like a.
Yeah, they picked up the license.
Yeah. See, I thought it was like doing like a crossover or something. And you know,
I do not want to see that. Although to be fair, they're doing Conan Wonder Woman right now. So
yeah.
Well,
I'm surprised though too, because and that's another pairing that kind of works, just you know, on a basic level. But you know, Marvel doesn't do Muppets books. Marvel doesn't do the Disney books, so why would they pick up a license that Disney doesn't own to do those books? It seems like an odd choice. You know, instead of paying, or you know, instead of doing something you already own the license for and don't have to pay royalties to.
I don't know, maybe they're just making too much money and they need to spend some of it.
They're spending $52 billion to buy Fox.
Yeah.
Maybe
Disney's going to try to do a Conan movie.
Could be. Okay, this one's for Pat.
For me, wow.
Ooh,
which
special.
One of the Green Lanterns is Ric Flair? This is from James, because last issue they had the Four Horsemen cover. Where they had the four guys. Well, I know what my answer would be. That's pretty easy,
actually. I think it's got to be Hal.
Who?
Hal Jordan.
See, I was thinking it would be Guy. I see Guy being more the...
I see him... Well, okay. Personality-wise, kind of, but I see him more as, like, Arn Anderson. He's the enforcer.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
And
Spencer.
Well, no, I know the. Well, I know Flair and Anderson. I always forget who the other two guys.
Tully Blanchard and Ole Anderson.
Yeah, so I don't know.
And then they've, you know, there's been other ones that were in it too, but that was.
I just see Guy being more okay.
You just see Guy walking around in a spotty
robe.
Yeah,
I can see him. Yeah, Hal was more the strutter, I guess, more than Guy. Although, yeah, okay.
Cheap shots.
The kiss stealing. You know, he was. Air, jet plane flying,
poking people in the eyes when nobody's looking,
and I could see him doing like the flip over the turnbuckle face plant.
Okay, and Chris says, with DC's first New Age of Heroes title out today, do you think we're in for something special, or were the titles flop? Are you seeing much buzz coming out of the gate? Yes, I'm seeing a ton of buzz, so much so that I had to advance reorder 20 copies to come in for Friday. Because there was so much, not so much buzz, but so many people adding, you know, pull me a copy. I was hearing that a lot. I initially only had 30 copies coming in because I didn't hear too much. And
I'm surprised. That's on
Tuesday. I'm out. I sold through all 30 copies already.
I figured that'd probably be your final number.
What?
30.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know what to expect out of this one. There's a lot of buzz. I think there's a lot of buzz for the Terrifics because of the creative team and the entire idea. But every one of these has a good creative team on it. Some creators are preferred more than others. I know Romita is losing fans. But I'm intrigued just by the whole idea of all these books. So I'm sure some will do much better than others, and some won't be as good as others.
What kind of regular books are around 50 copies?
It's gonna put you around detective for me. Detective.
Okay.
Darth Vader. Star Wars is a little below that, but
that's not bad company to be in, though. For a book,
no,
that
it's,
has
it's
no...
out. It outsold any X book. Although I do think I ordered 50 copies X Men Red.
Are those just once a month or twice a month?
These I think are just once a month.
You think that helps with like it being once a
month?
Once a month
and $2.99, I think helps. Yeah. Yeah.
Breaking news.
No. Tim just responding. One thing I went to check and used a ton of points today. People redeemed a bunch. So that was part of the lower number. That was part of it. Not a huge part of it.
That's what you said when I paid. He was like, you're like the only person that I paid.
Yeah.
Everybody else is using points.
Yeah, I used some points today.
Yeah, 1/3 of the people used points today.
Oh, wow.
Normally, those two numbers are same.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal, not a bad thing. The points are there to be used.
Yeah.
Just kind of hit.
Yeah, but if a third of your people are using points.
Over a third of the customers used points, or at least unless they use multiple. But
yeah.
Yeah, but that's the points are there. You earned them.
You earned them.
So, yeah, it was just a really sucky Wednesday. And the number of people was down, too. I got to figure out how to get that up.
It was cold today.
It was. It was a pretty crappy day that way.
I mean,
weather-wise, I'm sure a lot of people. I remember it was noon, and there was, like, nobody here. And I'm like,
plus, I know you have 3.5 walls. Maybe they decided it'd be too cold to come in here. Yeah.
No, the store's fairly well insulated most of the time.
Yeah. Most of the time. Any other questions?
No, that was the last question.
Okay.
If we get any more through the course of the.
Well, what'd you read, Spencer?
Spencer. He was unprepared.
A little bit, but that's always. Even when I'm prepared, I'm unprepared.
Sorry.
Flash. It was the last issue of that Cold Day in Hell storyline with the Rogues running their secret operation underneath Iron Heights, and the majority of the issue is Flash and Captain Cold fighting, and Captain Cold has lowered the temperature to a sub-zero kind of rate, which is leaving the Flash not able to use his powers. So Captain Cold's actually able to beat up on him, but as a surprise, the Flash actually gets some help from Godspeed, because we wasn't sure if he was gonna, because he tried to become a part of the Rogues, so that he helped lure Flash down there, and then, so, we wasn't really sure, was he helping the Flash, was he gonna help the Rogues? It turned out, at least as of right now, he helped the Flash, he turned off the Cold, so he was able to take out Captain Cold and the Rogues, but he also had to leave because Captain Cold shipped a package, a shipment of his Cold guns to his rival because they were going to have a partnership and own Central City together. But Captain Cold rigged these guns to explode once they got to her warehouse, so then getting rid of the competition. But the problem was he had the young Wally follow the truck that had those guns in it, you know, to see where they were going. So he had to trust Godspeed to keep an eye on the Rogues and not try to make an escape while he, you know, went to save Wally, which he did. So we don't know if this issue is a lot of trying to figure out who's playing on what side, because I can't think of her name, but the lab, his a lab partner who got transferred to Iron Heights with him, stuck up for the warden of the prison whenever the police captain came in to try to give him grief about, you know, this was going underneath your nose and stuff like that, and you had no idea. But it turns out that it seems like she's actually in work with the police and trying to get in deep, undercover, and getting close to the warden to try to figure out what is going on, you know, because apparently something's going on there. But another solid Flash issue. I can't remember what they previewed was going to go on next, but next issue is going to be start a new storyline. Okay. Titans. This was a lot of aftermath of last issue with Donna Troy's future version coming back as a traitor and stuff. So this issue is basically the Justice League stepping in and is like, hey, you guys are going to have to disband a little bit before, so we can figure out what's going on. And a lot of arguing of well, you know, you can't tell us what to do. You know, we're not your sidekicks anymore. We're our own people. But Nightwing, after much, you know, arguing with together and with Batman, decided to disband for a while. Donna Troy is going to go with Wonder Woman to try to keep an eye on her to make sure she doesn't, you know, turn or anything like that. So I think this next story arc is going to be just with the different Titan members, going out on their own.
Going back to the roots.
Kind of thing, and I'm sure that it's going to end with them coming back together, being, you know, better and more stronger than what they were. But it was a nice to see that, because this, first story arc, took, over, 13, 15 issues, so it's nice to see it move in, a different direction after being, over a year of kind of the same story. Can kind of sometimes be good, but also just kind of, let's move on to something different.
Well, I thought they were combining the Titans and Teen Titans.
You know, I've somebody else has said that, not that I know of.
Yeah, I keep on hearing rumbles, but I've never seen anything actually confirmed. So maybe that'd be the next summer event, the coming together of the Titans. Um, And then the Green Lantern Corps, Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, is basically the ending of that Controllers storyline, and they're able to save the Guardians, but they get away like all bad guys do. You know, they get away so they can come back later in the story.
Not Punisher's bad guys, he just kills them.
But then again, like at the end of this issue, we get the argument between them trying to figure out who Ric Flair was, you know, which one of them Ric Flair out of the group. So I like that they, you know, mentioned that and you know, talked about that. And that's about it of anything worthy to bring up.
Okay. Guess I'll go next.
Okay.
Stabbity Bunny.
Yeah.
Okay.
I meant to ask you about that last week. If anybody picked it up.
Yeah,
No,
silly me, I only ordered three copies of Stabbity Bunny from Scout Comics.
How dare you?
Which I thought, actually, and that was based solely on the title.
That's what sold it to me, was strictly the title.
Yeah, so luckily I do have more on order. I don't know when they're coming, but it was funny because they had sent me a letter, and Tony saw it, and he's like, that sounds hilarious.
The book is not hilarious.
Right, no. But just the title and everything, and when I looked at it again, I found the letter again, and it says that they fully support this book, and so back orders will be filled. So I have more coming.
Well, that's good.
Now I have to up my order on number two.
Yeah. So the premise of this is there's a little girl who is kidnapped, and she has a stuffed bunny rabbit named Stabbity. Why a little girl would have a stuffed bunny named Stabby, I don't know.
I see nothing wrong with it.
She's being ransomed off, and she tries to escape. She runs off. The guy that he kidnapped her is chasing after her, and we don't know how he gets killed, but he gets killed, and there's a creepy dude at the end. It kind of looks like he could be Satan. I don't know that that's what he is. I don't know that that's not what he is. But Stabbity Bunny did get stabbed. So, it left a lot more questions than answers.
Okay.
But it was a decent story. It left me interested in, okay, who's this creepy guy?
Okay.
And, you know, what's the deal? Why is it called Stabbity Bunny? There's obviously something going on there. The kidnapped girl's mom, it seems like not everything is quite right with her.
Okay.
So it there's a lot of story options there, and I enjoyed it.
Do they, have they said anything, like, if it's an ongoing or if it's, like, just a mini?
It wasn't an of.
Okay.
So, you know, who knows? And to be honest, in the first issue, they didn't give you enough to say, okay, this is going to be, you know, they could do 100 issues of this,
yeah.
Or, you know, they could do 6. I don't know. We'll see. Minky Woodcock. Love that title. So, oh, well, I can't say that. Can't say what I wrote. So, in the last issue, she was hired by Houdini's wife to work for her, or, you know, to work for Houdini. And Houdini is, you know, teaching her some tricks and some other tricks. And so she goes to Houdini's wife and basically says, yeah, he's, you know, screwing around on you. To which the wife said, yeah, but he's Harry Houdini. I mean, you know, what am I going to do? It's very much a pulp, like, crime type deal. At the end of this issue, she thinks she may have killed Houdini.
Okay.
So, you know, historically, probably inaccurate, or, you know, he's probably going to survive, but who knows what they're going to do. But it was, like I said, it was a fun crime, you know, crime book.
Okay.
Mr. Miracle.
I read that.
I really enjoyed this.
I did too. This was another one of my problem books, only in the sense I got to the end and all of a sudden went into the preview of the next book and I was like, wait, that was it? And I was a little confused.
Yeah. There was a big reveal in it.
Yep.
Which I kind of picked up on about 2/3 of the way through the book.
Okay.
Because of how she was talking about, oh, we need to change this with the house, mm-hmm. we need to change that with the house.
Oh, yes,
Yeah, you know, so, you know, and then once the reveal happens, Bart
right.
is...
Right, but he was hilarious.
Yeah.
Standing behind her, giving her a big hug and everything, yes. But what was the reveal, Pat?
Well, Big Bart is pregnant.
Yep. But yes, because she wanted to add a bedroom, and he just couldn't understand, why do we need another bedroom? You know, and he's going on and on.
Yeah. Well, first was, you know, we need to change the kitchen. We never eat in the kitchen. Well, yeah, but if you have a place, there you get stuff, and we don't need more stuff.
The dialogue along with the action was hilarious. Because it was them going through all these mazes and fighting all these guys and all this stuff going on.
I love,
at
stop.
The same time.
You are not authorized here. You will now be eaten by the whatever monster. And then, you know, they kill the monster in seconds. You know, stop. You will now be, you know, destroyed by lasers. just really good.
Yes.
Really good book. Detective.
Yeah.
Did you read that one?
I did not, no.
Okay.
I did.
This was Clayface. He's Clayface again. The evil version.
Yeah, this
of
was his origin. Or no, there's an annual coming up the last week.
Oh, okay.
That's his origin. Yes.
Oh, that should be.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
He's the evil side's taken over, and the whole time he's kind of taunting Batman that, you know, he knew what was going on the whole time, and he was just setting Batman up and all that, until he sees Cass. And then that's when I feel like his true, you know, self kind of comes through, because he doesn't want to hurt her. And I think because she's the one person that never judged him, you know, always treated him like a friend.
How old is Cass?
I got to imagine late teens, maybe early 20s. You know, she can't be that old.
Well, I was just wondering, because sometimes the way they make the relationship between them two, and Baz is old, obviously an older man, but I wasn't sure with the whole orphan stuff how old Cass actually was.
Yeah, I mean, they never really say, but the other thing is because she was so... secluded, but I mean, you know, like, she was trained to be an assassin, so it's not like she's, you know, not wise to the world, but at the same time, like, she, you know, she comes across as very naive about a lot of things, and so, you know, I think of her as a younger character.
Yeah.
You know, certainly younger than Barbara. I think of her probably in, you know, either Spoiler or Harper Row's age. Set, you know, late teens, maybe early 20s. At the end of this, all the remnants of Clayface from the mudroom come and combine on him to make him even more powerful.
Yeah.
But it seems pretty clear that there's some problems going on inside the first syndicate, or the victim syndicate with, the first victim and anarchy, or, you know, anarchy.
Not seen eye to eye.
He wants this utopia, whereas, you know, the first victim, I think, just wants
mayhem.
Yeah, I think there's a little more to it than that, but yeah, he doesn't. I don't think he cares about anarchy's dream as much as he wants to hurt Batman.
Yeah.
So.
You think Clayface will stay on the team after this, or you think something will happen to him that will either cause him to stay bad or maybe sacrifice?
I want him on the team because he's such an interesting character, but I don't think he'll stay on the team. Although I did like his, you know, his comment to Batman. So who's next? Two-Face?
Yeah.
The Penguin, the Riddler, who, you know, who are you going to try to reform next? You know, it's it's an interesting dynamic, and you know, there are a lot of Batman villains you can kind of feel somewhat sympathetic. You know, Killer Croc's another one.
Yeah.
Where, you know, yeah, he may be a cannibal, he may be this, but he was kind of always treated as an animal, and now he just acts that way. You know, Clayface, you can be a little sympathetic to. And you know, I'm interesting to see what origin they do. It is Basil Carlo.
Yeah.
But, you know, they may do it like, the Batman animated series. I don't think that was Basil Carlo. I think it was the other one. But even there, they made him somewhat sympathetic.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can do it if you want to. The Joker's probably the one that no matter what, you just can't make him sympathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, I don't know. Maybe the Killing Joke does a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but for the most part, you can't. And the last one I'll talk about...
putting all this pressure on me, man.
What?
Both talking just about a few books.
I read a few books. Was Judas.
Yes, I thought that was really good.
I did too.
That took a much different turn. Like, I was worried it was going to get a little too theological and stuff. Not that I had a problem with that, but it just... This took a really, really interesting... I mean, not that it wasn't theological, but twist. I really enjoyed that.
He meets Satan, and... You know, they're having a discussion, and I think in a lot of ways it's very similar to the character of Lucifer, in where he feels like he's a pawn in God's game.
Right, and just they're all parts of stories.
Right,
they're all story plots.
They needed a villain.
Right,
and you're the villain. There was no free will.
Right,
no matter what happened at the end, you were going to betray him because. He needed a villain.
Yep.
So it's really interesting in that way. And I can see that. I mean, because there's been different portrayals of Judas and that, you know, Jesus trusted him the most and that's why he had him do that and, you know, had him sell him out and, you know, maybe not. I mean, none of us were there.
Right.
But this is another plausible... way to do it where, you know, Judas didn't have a choice. He only thought he did.
Yeah.
And, you know, God's essentially just playing a game with us. He's telling a story. The book did not exactly go in the direction I kind of thought it was going to. And I liked that.
Yes.
You know, I liked it. It kept me guessing.
Yep.
So what did you read, Colin?
What did I read? Well, in addition to this, I also read Suicide Squad number 33. The reason I read this is because it had an awesome homage cover to the Suicide Squad from the 80s, number one.
Did you sell that?
You know, I haven't looked. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Where it had a bunch of faces and basically saying, one of these people will die. And so this had an homage to it with the guy at the bottom going, it's me, isn't it? Isn't it? And it's set up.
It's the red shirt guy.
Yeah, and so it starts off right at the beginning with this new guy and him going, this isn't the way this story's supposed to go. I'm not supposed to be here. And the entire time he's talking like this. And it turns out this is a guy, he always wanted to be a hero. He loved comics, reading up, growing up. They even had an Enterprise hanging in his room and stuff.
Okay.
And he finally...
He's a big Star Wars fan?
Yes. So he has an accident at work. And he gets his origin, and these nanites are in his hand. So awesome.
Okay.
So it ends up his power is he can open any lock with this hand. Well, that's great. He goes to an open call at the Justice League, and so he goes in, and they're like, yeah, we got nothing. Sorry.
Lock guy.
Sorry. So then it shows 2 years later, he's kind of like, you know, he's down on his luck, nothing's working. Well, guy kind of recruits him to be in this gang, and we can, you know, hey, you can open the safe, and we can do it. Well, that's great, except, of course, the Justice League shows up and arrests him. So now he's in jail, but he has to be in this special cell because he can open any lock. So he's in this special cell, and all the other inmates kind of, you know, snarl and jeer him and everything. And then...
Fresh fish.
Basically, he gets recruited to be a red shirt. He gets recruited to be for fodder on this mission. And so he's with them on this mission. And just the entire time, Killer Croc wants to eat him. Captain Boomerang doesn't take him under his wing, but kind of is talking to him. It's like, and this is where the people with powers hide, you know, when bad things are going and stuff. And then at the end, his hand gets blown off, and these alien things are about to eat him and his two buddies who were killed. And they're kind of like, well, let's let them deal with these guys first, and then we'll come in later once they're done, you know, occupied eating these guys. And that's how it ends. So it was kind of like, wow, poor guy, this is not going well for him. But it was interesting. It was fun, and I enjoyed it because it definitely seemed Suicide Squad-y, where a couple of the other ones I had read were just really Hurley focused, like almost too much so. I honestly have never read a book with this point of view from the guy, be like, you know, being like, I'm not supposed to be in this story. This isn't how this is, you know. So it was really neat. I really enjoyed that. So I probably will keep reading this for a bit because I really did enjoy that issue.
You talking about the Suicide Squad made me remember something that happened in The Flash.
Okay.
That
go ahead, I got an email text.
They found out because the storyline opened up with a death that Tobin being killed in prison. It turns out that Leonard Snot was the one who actually killed him, so they decide to send him out of Iron Heights and down to Bell Ray. So now I'm interested to see if maybe here in the future if he might become like a member of like the Suicide Squad or something, or if they do anything with that or not.
So let's see next. JLA 22. Now I read this because Steve Orlando was making a big buzz about this online, about he can't believe they're letting him do this in this book. So I read it. It looks like the return of a character who I didn't know, kind of like this queen type character, who these other people are. She kind of controls them, and just the regular Justice League was having trouble. So I wasn't quite following. I mean, it's Lobo and, you know, the regular of the Justice League of America people. Basically, she tells Killer Frost that she can help her and take away her power before she hurts anyone else. And so she does, and then that gives her even more power, and then she kind of turns evil, and Killer Frost is kind of like, no, she said she's good. She said she's going to help us. So I'm not sure what the big twist in this was. Maybe it's still to come. So not bad, just more of just kind of a standard story.
You feel like it paid off, did you?
No, I was looking for something big, and maybe I just missed it because I didn't know who this character was, but we'll see where that goes. Avengers 675, this is the start of their big 16-week No Surrender storyline. This one had the lenticular cover, and sadly, I sold out of it right away. I doubled my Avengers order and still sold out, so that's a good sign that there's interest in it. It's a bad sign that I'm going to have to wait for a second print. Basically, all these weird things suddenly start happening, and it turns out that the Earth has been stolen, leaving Alpha Flight in space around nothing. So Captain Marvel's kind of left out of this. And at the end, somebody calls Avengers Assemble, and all the current and former Avengers gather, and then they're also surprised by Voyager, who is Vicky Vector, who is the character who was on the statue in Marvel Legacy, the one-shot, and apparently she's like an old-time Avenger that everybody forgot.
So like a new century, kind of?
Kinda. It felt almost too much like that. So that was one of those. And also, you knew she was coming, so it wasn't a big surprise when she was revealed at the end. So, not bad, just an interesting start to the storyline. Old Man Hawkeye, number one. Another one I sold out of. I do have more of this one coming in next week. This is one where it's basically a prequel to Old Man Logan. Hawkeye missed a shot. Like, he went, he was smuggling something with somebody. He was the driver, and they got descended on by the Jamie Madroxes, and they were trying to take what they had, and so he killed them all, except one got away because he missed the shot, and he went to see the eye doctor, and the eye doctor said, "You're losing your sight. You better go see all the things you want to see before you have, you know, no more chance." And so he goes to see his ex-wife, and he wants to see his daughter one more time, and his daughter's basically, "Why are you bothering me?" So that didn't go real well. And then at the end has the surviving Madrox kind of going, you know, "We can find him." So,
I didn't get that book, but I flipped through it, and I stumbled across, like, that scene, and I was like, "Yeah, oh, that's pretty cool."
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It's just, it's a 12-issue prequel to Old Man Logan.
That's because it's 12 issues. Yes, that's just, like,
I agree.
That's
like, this Avengers thing with 16 issues, I'm like, how many people are going to want to be in for 16 issues? Yeah, but I hear you there. And then the last one I read was Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe, number one. I read this one just because I knew Josh wouldn't be here, and I figured you guys needed your taste, your daily dose of Valiant. Did you read that one?
No.
Okay. Basically, it's designed to tie into the video. There was a little editorial thing in the front page saying, you know, this is, they're trying to be cutting edge type thing, and this is what they're doing. But from my understanding, the video hasn't happened yet.
No, it hasn't come out.
But it's just a little four-parter. Are you going to? I don't want to spoil anything. Okay.
No.
Basically, what happened is he shows up at work, wherever the workplace is, and he's sitting down. The secretary is making him go through everything to get in. He had to have the voice scan and the finger scan and all this stuff, and all of a sudden people smash through the window. So they are... You know, what's going on? The girl's shooting the bad guys. He's, you know, full of action. And then, I apologize, it's the girl with the hair, the razor hair.
Punk Mambo?
No, it's a bad, the bad one from
the
very
beginning.
Something
with an R.
Yeah, he knew her name, I don't remember. Okay. Roku?
Yeah, no, I think it's Roku, okay. Or something like that.
I just remember seeing the name going, is she going to show me TV? and she's there. She wants him to steal something from, like, the sub basement. And if he... doesn't, he's going to kill his boss's family. And I guess his boss is also his friend. And then the girl says something, and she kills her with her hair and says, that's what you get for speaking out of turn. So Ninjak now has to betray the organization and go steal this thing for her to protect the family. So this is one of four. So this one starts with, he goes down and he does steal it, and like he knows he can't kill anybody that's coming after him because they're his friends, and they think he's bad, but he's not bad.
Okay.
So that's the conflict, so he has to do that. So the first one, he stole the thing and got away, but we don't know what's going on yet. So that's all I read. You guys have any more on your list that nobody covered? Wow. This is going to be a very fast podcast. Let me check to see if we got any more questions. We're like at an hour.
Hour and eight.
Hour eight? Okay. Yeah. Oh, we got one more question from Eric. We have, with DC's first New Age of Heroes title out today, he just liked the... Okay, sorry, he liked Chris's... I'm like, this sounds very familiar. So, as far as damage goes, I hope you guys like it. I thought it was interesting.
Did you get any of those flip covers?
They are. They all have that.
Oh, they
all
have it?
Yeah, that's the standard
cover
on it. Yeah, that's the standard cover. So that was kind of cool. I should have done a little video. Maybe I'll do one tomorrow about it.
Speaking of videos, what happened to Comics Preview Theater?
Oh, here's what happened to Comics Preview Theater. The episode went so long because I talked so much, he had to do it as his own special segment, and I'll get that up tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Because he sent it to me yesterday, and just in the chaos of yesterday, I didn't get it posted, so I will get that posted.
All right.
Today we actually did Avengers 675, and he had an intern, so we had three people.
Nice.
So it's an extravaganza. So that will be
Colin Smash.
No. But so that'll be going up. I'll get that up tomorrow. I totally forgot about it. So I guess we'll do a short one. I'll get home early tonight. This is gonna be kind of nice. Yeah. Nice. So Pat,
so So there what's coming out next week, Colin?
We got a new one, Abbott. This one is from Boom. Basically, it's the story of... I love doing these after I've done the TV show, only because I know...
You know something about it.
About, especially the number ones. But it's... something went horribly wrong for this lady's family, and she's now trying to track down who or what, you know, the cause of what destroyed her family. So, it's a five-parter from Boom. Avengers 677 is next week. Next part of that storyline. We have Dissonance number one. This is an Image book. These children of, like, a family whose parents are part of, like, the secret government or the secret organization controlling the government on this, like, alien planet. And the parents have, I guess, died or something has happened to the parents, and now the children have to prove that they are worthy to take their place in this secret organization.
Do they have to, like, pick up a hammer?
Possibly. Hmm. Doomsday Clock number three next week. Booyah. I do think I screwed up and didn't order enough of the variant cover. I don't know why I did that. This time I ordered 100 of each. This next, for the one coming next, I ordered 150 of the main and 50 of the other, but I think the other this time is that Batman cover. Oops. So if you want that one, let me know.
No.
Gears of War Rise of Rom, R-A-A-M, if you like the video game. I don't play it, so I don't know. Inhumans Judgment Day. This is a one-shot. A little interesting. This is basically after everything that's happened in Royals and Secret Warriors and Black Bolt. This is kind of a one-shot giving you the direction for the Inhumans going forward. Since they no longer have their own books and things, this
or
is
TV
kind
show.
Of right. Mm-hmm. This is kind of resetting the Inhumans to tell you where they are going to be going.
Go
forward.
Go back to the moon.
We have Jughead the Hunger number three.
Did you ever get number one?
No, I never got it back in. I think it's sold out. So hopefully they'll make more. I'll check on that. Legion number one. This is a 5-issue mini about David Haller from the TV show, which was really, really good. If you didn't see it. Marvel 2-in-1 number 2. Let me know if you want this one. I also sold a boatload of number 1. So I don't know who wants number 2.
Is that an ongoing or okay, I thought I heard somebody before up here say that it got turned into a mini and
no,
I was like,
I
hope
I
not.
Of. Yeah, not that I know of, but it's always possible.
I really like that first issue.
Nightwing New Order number 6 wrapping up this little mini series. People have said they really liked it.
It's been really good.
Really good, good. Ninja K number 3 is next week, which has nothing to do with Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe.
Except for As Ninja.
Right.
Yeah.
As Ninja K. Phoenix Resurrection, Return of Jean Grey number 4 is next week. Hopefully I will have enough of this one so I won't sell out right away. Yeah, I should be good this time. Raven, Daughter of Darkness. This is another miniseries. This one's a little bigger than the last. The last one was a 6-issue. This is a 12-issue. But it's getting back to Raven. I just like that it's done by Marv Wolfman, who created her. So I guess the first one did well enough. They're expanding on that. Star Wars Forces of Destiny, Ahsoka and Padme is next week. Those have been popular. Vinegar Teeth is a new one from Dark Horse, and I do not remember this one at all. Sorry. X-Men Blue Annual is the beginning of the Poison X storyline, which is crossing over between X-Men Blue and Venom, because...
Venom needs to be there.
Yeah. And then we have X-O Man of War is also coming out next week. So, yeah, another good week of books, solid week of books. Really excited about Doomsday Clock. I really want to see where that book goes. I've enjoyed the first two. They've been intriguing. So, that's all I got. As always, you can find me PittsburghComics.com, Facebook under Pittsburgh Comics. Twitter and Instagram are PGH Comics. If you haven't had a chance to play with it, please play with the app. I think the more users and stuff we get on that, the more it'll improve. I think part of the problem is why should he spend a lot of money making improvements on something that only a few people are using? So the more people we get using it, the more feedback we get. Hey, this is neat, but what about this? And the more of those kind of things I can send along, the better. There are reasons why some things work better than others. He did tell me making adjustments to it is a pain because you have to do it both in Apple and in Android, so it's kind of double the work. And he doesn't want to just, I'll have somebody spend time doing this one little thing. It's like if he's going to do things, he wants to do, you know, a lot
do
at once.
Do it right.
Yeah. So he can't just tweak it. So I think that's about all we got. Spencer, your turn.
You tell me where you can find you and stuff?
I did.
Oh, all right, I wasn't paying attention.
That's okay.
This is a podcast.
We'll talk to you next week. See ya.